Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Phone lines are open, 855-752-4842. We've got these packed shows, and I feel some days like I don't get to talk to you all nearly quite enough, but we've got time now, and I will be talking about the announcement from Bill Berrien, a businessman and retired Navy SEAL, that he's going to be running for governor. We're going to talk about the scathing report from the Wisconsin Election Commission about the fact that the Madison City clerk, who's in charge of their election processes, did nothing with a couple of hundred absentee ballots. But first, I want to thank all of my amazing guests today, including State Senator Brad Pfaff, who kicked us off this afternoon talking about family farms in Wisconsin. Of course, DACA recipient and organizing director of the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition, Sally Flores, and most recently, Crystal Potts, the UW-Madison Senior Director of State Relations and Statewide Outreach. We've got Chris on the line from Janesville, who had a question or comment about the university system. Chris, go ahead.
So first of all, I support everything. We need the money for the university system. And I know it's not everything goes Friday, but I just wanted to put a point out there. So the Mercy East in off of Milwaukee Street in Janesville, they're striking, and the city put up a blockade on the road. I know that you can reach out to people, so please help with this.
So the city of Janesville is blocking demonstrators, am I understanding that, or striking workers?
The striking workers are out there, and they have blocked the road in front of the Quick Trip that's directly across from the hospital.
Okay.
They blocked it so people can't get through.
I don't know why. The protesters or city police?
The city maintenance people.
Is it to prevent the striking workers and protesters, or is it an unfortunate coincidence, Chris? What are you seeing there?
Well, so I would like to say it's an unfortunate coincidence, but when I went through an hour ago, the two guys that were pulling the sign out in the road were yelling at people walking, driving by, yelling that the protest was over.
That is interesting. And folks, thank you, Chris, for that. I'm going to call it breaking news update out of Janesville. Not sure I got quite all of that, but I am going to use this as a hard pivot. What I will say there is, if Chris's eyewitness account is correct, that you've got city workers in Janesville that are not police trying to wrangle protesters, it seems to be a bit out of their lane. And that's a bit problematic, if you will. And I guess I mean lane, pun intended. That's going to bring me to this report that came from the Wisconsin Election Commission about the Madison City Clerk's Office. If you're newer to the show, I was an assistant city attorney for the city of Milwaukee for many years. I then ran the city of Milwaukee's 401k style plan to help support retirement for city employees. And that would be self-funded retirement for city employees. And I was later the general counsel for Milwaukee County. I say all of this to say, I know a goodly bit about local election processes and about what city clerks do and about what county election commissioners do. And I am so ticked off by what the Wisconsin Election Commission has found occurred in the city of Madison. This is one of those things, like, I very frequently defend public servants and civil servants on this program. I think the vast majority, and I mean vast, vast, vast majority of people show up every day, work hard, try to do good. They want to give back to their community. That's why they're in public service. But it is things like this and headlines like these that give the ammunition to those like Donald Trump, like Robin Voss, like Shyster Michael Gableman, who ran a $2 million con on Wisconsin taxpayers, this is what gives people like that ammunition to attack public servants. So this is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting on this by Molly Beck and Hope Carnop. This is from the Wisconsin Election Commission's report. This is a quote. It was the job of the Madison city clerk to immediately take action once notified about the found absentee ballots. And she did nothing. It was the responsibility of the deputy Madison city clerk to take action in her absence. And he did nothing. These ballots were treated as unimportant and a reconciliation nuisance rather than as the essential part of our democracy they represent. The Election Commission launched the investigation into the Madison City Clerk's office after commissioners had learned that 193 ballots had not been counted. The probe lasted 6 months while the commission staff reviewed nearly 2,000 pages of documents and conducted 13 depositions of city and county staff. To be clear, 193 ballots isn't going to change the outcome of most elections, and certainly nearly all elections in the city of Madison, given the population. But that's not the point. Your job as the city clerk is to ensure that all ballots are counted. You failed at it. Now, this woman who was the then city clerk has subsequently resigned. And what's notable here is this is the first time in the Election Commission's history, 8-year history, that it has used this investigative power given it. Now, I will say this in addition. I am so upset by this. I am so ticked off. I am so angry that an official would fail at their job's most essential duties. But I will also say this. Do you not remember a sheriff basically leaning on elections officials in the last cycle to not use drop boxes? I don't remember the Wisconsin Election Commission conducting some big investigation of that. And it ain't the sheriff's job to be telling election officials whether or not to use drop boxes. Do you remember a mayor putting a drop box on a dolly and rolling it into his office? And the Wisconsin Election Commission did not conduct an investigation. So all of this is not good. But I always want to ask, why this investigation and not others? Because political officials who are elected, like sheriffs and mayors, mucking about in the business of the literal business, whether or not there is a drop box where people can put their absentee ballot, that seems to me to potentially have a more direct impact on election outcomes than the failure to count 193 ballots in the city of Madison, given the population there. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you've got thoughts, we want to hear them. In other big local news today, Bill Berrien has announced that he will be running for state governor. And I found some of his language to be really interesting because in the last primary for the Republican nominee for president, Mr. Berrien supported Nikki Haley, which I knew about, and I thought, oh, is it possible, friends, that we may have a Republican that's going to run for governor that's not going to literally put himself in Donald Trump's pocket and do whatever Donald Trump says? Do we have a potential candidate that might be, I don't know, an independent thinker? Alas, my hopes were dashed as I read the press releases from Mr. Berrien's announcement. He is the current CEO of Pindle Global Precision and Liberty Precision in New Berlin. And he is joining Washington County Executive Josh Shulman in the 2026 Republican gubernatorial primary field. Here's what his release said. Bureaucrats and politicians like Tony Evers have failed Wisconsin. They sold our land to China. Just point of fact. I don't think Tony Evers has sold any of it. What is he even talking about? All right, I'll try to just get through reading the copy of his presser without commentary. They sold our land to China, encouraged illegal immigration in our communities, and welcomed boys into our daughters' sports and locker rooms. The time for change is now. By the way, he supported Nikki Haley to the tune of $30,000, which is, I mean, that's not Elon Musk money, but that's definitely CEO money. I don't know about you. I'm not writing any $30,000 checks for candidates. Yoy. His release continues. A Navy SEAL is never out of the fight. We've seen that fighting spirit from President Trump. It's the same fight it takes to run a Wisconsin manufacturing business. And that's where I went, oh, bummer. No, he is bear-hugging Donald Trump. And it continues. The globalist shipped our jobs and factories to China, and the career politicians let it happen, not us. You mean Tony Evers, that career politician who's worked in public education his whole life and was the superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction before he became governor? Because I'm pretty sure he had nothing to do with trade policy or shipping jobs overseas. Hi. We hire American, build American, take the fight to China, and create great-paying Wisconsin jobs. I'm an outsider and a businessman, just like President Trump, and I'll shake up Madison like he's shaking up D.C. No thank you, sir. No thank you very much. If by shaking up D.C. he means sticking it to working people across the country and, you know, being beholden to billionaire overlords and megacorporations, that's Donald Trump's playbook. That's what was just in the big brutal bill. Apparently, that's what Bill Berrien will bring to Wisconsin. I would have loved to be at the press conference. Do you support the big brutal bill, sir? What's a living wage to you? Is it $7.50 an hour? Because if you do the math, that's $15,000 a year. And last time I checked, that's below the federal poverty level, which we haven't really adjusted for 20 years. Are you freaking kidding me? By the way, how much, sir, do you pay your workers? What are their benefits like? Inquiring minds want to know. That is your breaking state news today, July 9th, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. When we come back, it's time for Over the Hump and Trump, because it is hump day, and I can think of no better topic to discuss than the Milwaukee Brewers. Y'all know I love some Brewers and baseball and beers and brats and all those good things. We'll be back on the other side and have some fun talking sports right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.